You are listening to Classic Composers, Clara Schumann, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press. A Child at the Piano. During the 1800s, almost all the famous composers were men. It was very unusual for a woman to be a highly thought-of composer or musician. Clara Schumann was different. She started as a child prodigy. Later, she became a famous composer. Clara Wieck was born on September 13, 1819. She was born in Leipzig, Saxony, in today's Germany. Clara's mother, Marianne, was a talented singer and piano teacher. Her father, Friedrich, was a piano teacher too. The Wieck house was full of music. Clara's mother often sang at a famous concert hall in Leipzig called Gewandhaus. When Clara was 5 years old, her parents divorced. Clara's mother moved away. Clara stayed in Leipzig with her father. She and her mother wrote letters to each other, but they did not see each other very often. Clara loved to play the piano. Her father knew she had a lot of talent. He believed she could be a famous piano player. Clara's father gave her music lessons. He was very strict. Every day, they spent an hour doing lessons. Clara learned piano, violin, and singing. She even learned how to write music. Then, after a few years, Clara had to practice 2 hours every day. Clara did not go to school with other children. Her father taught her some of the most important subjects, but mostly she spent each day learning music. A young performer. When Clara Wieck was 9 years old, she had her first public performance. She played piano at the Gewandhaus. There were many other performers at that concert, so Clara only played for a short time. Later that year, Clara played a concert at the house of a family friend. There, she met a young man named Robert Schumann. Robert was also a piano student. He had come to Leipzig to study piano with Clara's father. Clara and Robert became good friends. In 1830, Clara performed her first solo concert at the Gewandhaus. She was 11 years old. Clara played many different pieces. Most were written by other composers, but she did have a chance to play a few pieces she had composed herself. Audiences were amazed by the compositions Clara wrote, as well as by her playing. News of her talents spread among the music lovers of Germany and other parts of Europe. Clara liked to perform improvisations. Improvisations were very popular at concerts at the time. Performers would change introductions to pieces, take flexible approaches to tempo and rhythm, and even create their own versions of other composers' works. Clara did all these things. In many ways, Clara helped create the style of classical music we know today. Clara's father was pleased at how well she was performing. In 1832, he decided to take Clara on a tour of Paris. Clara performed in many places. Her father controlled everything about her performance. He even made her wear all white dresses so she would be easily seen and remembered on stage. Clara's father hoped Clara would become famous in Paris. However, his plans did not work out. After just a few months, Clara and her father returned home to Leipzig. Clara began writing her most famous piece when she was only 13. It was called Piano Concerto in A minor. In 1837, Clara went to Vienna, Austria. People in Vienna loved music. Clara played many concerts there. Famous composers and writers of the time came to hear her play. Frédéric Chopin and Franz Liszt encouraged people to go hear her play. Clara stayed in Vienna for about 5 months. One music critic said, "In her creative hands, the most ordinary passage acquires a significant meaning, a color." Clara was one of the first important performers to play music from memory instead of using sheet music. Love and Marriage. While Clara was performing in Vienna, Robert Schumann was still studying music with Clara's father. He even lived with the family for a time. Soon, Clara and Robert fell in love. In 1837, Robert asked Clara to marry him. She said yes, but her father said no. Robert and Clara took her father to court. The judge agreed that the couple could get married. However, they waited until Clara was 21 years old. At that age, she did not need her father's permission. In 1840, Robert and Clara got married. Robert and Clara wrote music together. They also kept a journal. They wrote about their lives and feelings. In the journal, they wrote personal notes to each other. Robert and Clara both loved a poem called If You Love for Beauty. For Robert's 31st birthday, Clara wrote music to the poem and gave it to him as a present. She also wrote music for him as a Christmas present. Clara and Robert had 8 children together. Clara did not let being a wife and mother stop her from performing. She and Robert toured Europe together. She also performed solo concerts. Then, in 1844, Robert got sick. His mental health became very bad. Robert could not sleep. He cried all the time. Clara stopped performing to take care of her husband. Clara continued to write music when she had the chance while taking care of her family. Clara on her own. In 1853, a young musician came to visit the Schumanns. His name was Johannes Brahms. When Brahms began playing for Robert, he rushed to get Clara so she could hear Brahms too. The three of them became great friends. Robert and Clara taught Brahms a lot about writing music. He would later become a famous composer as well. Clara and Robert had some happy times, but Robert was still very sick. In 1854, he went to stay at a mental hospital. Only 2 years later, in 1856, Robert died. Clara only composed one piece of music after Robert died, but she kept on performing. She often did concerts with a famous violinist named Joseph Joachim. Clara toured all over Europe. She performed with many other musicians and also taught younger students wherever her tour took her. Clara and Brahms remained good friends. He often took care of her children while she went on tour. In 1896, Clara Schumann died in Frankfurt, Germany, at age 77. For a while, her music was forgotten. Later, however, she became popular again. Her music is enjoyed by people all over the world. The End. We hope you enjoyed Classic Composers, Clara Schumann, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.